This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Walking on the Oakwood Road, and there's an eagle's nest here. And we had so much rain lately that the whole road is closed down. It happens every so often, and I love it. Why? Because it creates different patterns. And it reminds me of how when you allow the things that go on in your life and pay attention through those things, often the greatest gifts show up there. I love a pattern schedule, although it's very difficult for me to follow it. I feel like it's punitive, and so I play a lot of games with my schedule. I'm constantly working on ways to be friends with a schedule and what that would look like for me. When I come down this country road and see that it's closed, there's a gate across, I know that I anticipate something interesting, or I anticipate possibility. And as I head down the road, I'm not sure how it's going to look, but I'm excited to discover it. How could you have that kind of an attitude when you are embarking on your next level in your business, so that you're not always getting ready to get ready to get ready? What would it look like today to just forge out to see the gate across the road, knowing that the river is flooding and there are going to be interesting animals and birds? There's muskrats there today. There are eagles there. I got to see one eagle up in the tree over towards the nest. And then as I continued to go observe the water coming over the road, because it doesn't happen that often, I heard a little eagle call, and there was one just ahead of me in a low tree. And then I got to see that one fly up and meet the other in the nest. Then the other took off and came back with something, and it was feeding time. And they had a conversation that it's like a bugling almost. They had a conversation, and then were feeding the babies, and then one of them flew off again. And the other one went up as a guardian up in the tree. So my hunches brought me down to check this out, and I came down with excitement. As I approached the area, I couldn't help but see the parallels in the difference between when I'm scared of not knowing what's going to happen and when I'm excited because I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be good. My coaching today with you is, how about assuming that what's unknown is going to be good? How about anticipating with excitement? And so it causes you to move forward. What would it look like if your entrepreneurial journey is one where you're navigating forward, and when you come to what seems like it may be an impasse or a block, you get excited about what that block or what that impasse assumed impasse is creating up the road, is creating just beyond where you are right now? What if you just became super curious and excited with anticipation about what you might be just about ready to find, so that you are wide open in your way of being, and you can absorb and take in the gift that's waiting for you there? That's my coaching for you today. Have a beautiful day.